we hear in today's gospel, the crowds did not know the true identity of Jesus. You know, they saw the miracles that he had worked, and they heard his preaching, and so they recognized that God was with him and that this was a very powerful individual, but they didn't recognize his true identity. But when he asked the apostles, Peter is the one who speaks, and he says, "You are the Christ," meaning the anointed one, the Messiah. And in the Gospel of Matthew, you know, Peter also says, "You are the Son of the living God." And so Peter was able to see something that the rest of the crowds were not able to see. And what this tells us is that the grace of God was at work in Peter's mind and in his heart, and was able to enlighten him so that Peter could see the true identity of Jesus Christ, that he was the Son of the living God, the eternal Son of our Heavenly Father, and that he was truly the Messiah, the one who was anointed by the power of the Holy Spirit and who God had promised to send into the world. And so he was able to see that not just with an intellectual faith, like giving him a title, like, "Oh, you are the Christ," but he was actually able to experience and to internally understand what this meant. You know, it's, to use an analogy, you know, it's the difference between, you know, someone saying, "Oh, this guy's a firefighter." And you're like, "Oh, okay, he's a firefighter." You know, versus, you know, if you're trapped in a burning building and someone smashes the window out and pulls you out of this building, you know that that's a firefighter. You don't need anyone to tell you who this is because you're experiencing it for yourself. And you experience in a fuller sense what it means to be a firefighter because you're in this position where you smell the smoke and you feel the heat of the flame and someone pulls you out of it. And so in the same way, Peter was able to not just tag a title onto who Jesus was, but to actually experience and to recognize internally that this is truly the eternal Son of God. And so he had this very powerful enlightenment through the grace of God. And so that raises an important question for each one of us to ask. Are we like the world that doesn't see the true identity of Jesus Christ? Or are we able, like Peter, to see and to have experienced who Jesus Christ truly is? You know, imagine going through an entire lifetime as a Christian without ever recognizing and experiencing who Jesus is. Like maybe we've just been told, "Oh, he is the Christ," and so we peg a title onto him. But imagine, you know, whether our life is short or long, imagine at the end of our lives leaving this world without ever asking the question or reflecting upon it and coming to see with conviction who Jesus Christ truly is. You know, that would be very unfortunate for us by the end of our lives never to have answered that question. You know, so have we come to recognize for ourselves that Jesus Christ is truly alive, that he was crucified but is now alive, and that he is the risen Lord, and that he instituted a church with sacraments so that his life and the power of God flows to us through the sacraments? You know, have we come to experience that and see that for ourselves? You know, the question of who Jesus Christ is a very fundamental question. But whether we're able to answer it like Peter did changes everything. You know, it's the difference between just going through the motions and coming to church every week, maybe out of habit, or maybe because that's what our family does, or, you know, maybe we see the good works that the church does in the world, and we say, "Well, you know, I support that, and I think this is a good organization to be a part of." Or do we come to church because we have encountered Jesus Christ in a way that we know who he is, and it changes us and reorients our entire purpose in life? You know, to experience Jesus in that way means to encounter supernatural goodness, to experience a form of goodness and of life that's entirely beyond anything we've ever experienced in any other human interaction. You know, when we experience Jesus in that way, at the depths of our souls, we instantly know that this is the one who we were created for. He is the one who fulfills every desire of our heart. And he is the one who created us and who created all things. And flowing from that encounter, coming here to Mass becomes the most important and supreme thing that we do in our week, because we come here to adore and to glorify Jesus Christ. And if we know him, we will want to adore him. And that encounter changes the way that we live, because we begin to live not for ourselves, but for Jesus Christ. We want everything that we do to glorify him. And so the work that we do for him. If we're a parent, the work that we do as a parent, we do for him. We forgive others because of him. You know, we suffer for him. You know, we live for him, and we die for him. You know, that encounter with Jesus Christ changes everything. And so, back to the original question, have we encountered Jesus Christ in that way? You know, can we answer with the clarity of Peter, you are the Son of God, you are the Christ? And for some of us, that answer might be no. You know, if we're honest, we might say, well, I've never experienced Jesus Christ in that way. You know, I've been told about him, I've been taught about him, but I don't know for myself who he is. And that's an important realization. But we shouldn't just stop there. If we're in that position, what we should do is take 1 hour and come to Eucharistic adoration. You know, come here on a Wednesday when we have adoration all day, or on another day when the church is open, because our Lord is present in the tabernacle 24/7. And as you come here in prayer, ask him, who are you? Allow him to reveal himself to you. And you might be amazed at what happens in that 1 hour. But I can guarantee you that it will not be an hour wasted, because God will never waste any time or anything that we offer to him. And it might very well be the 1 hour that completely and totally changes the trajectory of your life. Now, some of you might say, well, yes, I have come to experience and to know that Jesus Christ is the Lord. You know, I can say with conviction from the depth of my heart that he is the Christ and that he is the Son of God. Often, though, we need to reaffirm that, because over the course of days, weeks, and years of our life, we can get easily distracted and we get pulled in 1,000 different directions. And so it's important for us to reorient ourselves towards Christ and to rekindle in our minds and hearts that truth. Well, what's the best way to do that? Well, come to an hour of Eucharistic adoration. You know, all day Wednesday we have Eucharistic adoration, or any other day that the church is open. Come and spend an hour here and experience in a renewed way the power of Jesus Christ and the divine life that's flowing to us through Jesus Christ in the Holy Eucharist. You know, he's present in the tabernacle for that reason, so that his life can be poured out upon us. You know, Jesus asks his apostles that question for a reason. He wants to elicit a response within their souls. And that's why he asks that question for us as well. And the very first step to becoming a disciple is to encounter and to be able to say with conviction who Jesus Christ is. And so I encourage each one of us to come into his presence, to experience that maybe for the first time, or perhaps just to renew that reality of the truth of the divinity of Jesus Christ.